With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. Farm Futures conducted its March survey and found farmers opting for more drought-consistent crops this spring as depleted soil moisture levels present a big challenge for farmers. Steep input costs are also a factor in acreage decisions this spring. As a result, Farm Futures expects that 2023 planted corn acreage will drop 1% from last year to 87.7 million acres. If that corn number is realized, the projected 87.7 million acres would be the smallest planted U.S. corn acreage since 86.4 million acres got planted in 2009. Survey results show farmers in the plains have the highest chance of changing some corn acres in 2023. Farm Futures soybean estimate of 89.6 million acres is a 2.5% increase from last year and would be the second largest soybean crop on record. Farm Futures total wheat estimates are noticeably similar to acreages from a year ago, but include 3.4% more winter wheat acres. And we'll be back with more Ag News right after this.
If you're looking for land or a specific piece of equipment for your farm, ranch, or construction site, add steffesgroup.com to your list of favorites. You'll find all of their upcoming auctions in your area and nationwide. If you have equipment to sell, check out the deadline to consign for their next bi-monthly online auction. Go to steffesgroup.com today. Get in on the action of an auction anytime, day or night. That is steffesgroup.com.
The USDA's Economic Research Service released a report titled U.S. Export Competitiveness in Select Crop Markets, and it showed the U.S. is still the world's top corn exporter. The report says that export shares and exports to production ratios indicate that the United States is still the top exporter of corn, tree nuts, and cotton. However, it also says other competitors have gained shares in the global wheat and soybean markets. Over the last decade, the U.S. lost its position in the global wheat market as the EU, Russia, and Ukraine gained market shares, the report says. Similarly, Brazil and Argentina continue to pose a challenge to U.S. soybean exports. Brazil has been the largest exporter of soybean oil seed since 2021. The ERS report also shows the United States' involvement in trade agreements contributes to its export competitiveness. From 2012 through 2020, the U.S. didn't establish any new free trade agreements, the report says. With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich for the Growing Harvest Ag Network.